going to lead us again today in the prayer and the pledge.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for your love, and thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for your saving grace. We pray, Lord, as we come here to meet today and do the county's business, Lord, that whatever we do glorifies you and Lord, is taken with your will in mind, Lord. We pray that you bless our county, Father, and we bless continue blessings on our nation, Lord, and please watch over our county employees, this board, our law enforcement, and all those in Taylor County, Lord. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We will go to item number 3. The board to further discuss appointment of interim county administrator. And I'd like to start out today. For me, I'm not too interested in appointing an interim county administrator. I think we have someone that's proven themselves already through her hard work and dedication and leadership abilities, her rapport with the employees, with the board, with the community. And that's LaWanda Pemberton, who has been our assistant county administrator now for going on 2 years. I've talked to some employees who support her, would love to see her in the top position. And I just want to recommend to this board today that instead of appointing her interim and possibly taking any kind of applications or anything, I don't really see where that's necessary when we have someone right here today that can step over and make this process seamless, and we can get our county back on its feet and going forward immediately. So that's what I have to say. Now I'm going to open up for the rest of the board for your thoughts also.
I'll talk last or first, whichever.
It doesn't matter, go ahead.
Steve, you want to lead up?
Well, Molly, you know, I tend to agree, and I'm assuming that since the county administrator works at the will of the board and is appointed by the board, that we're not required to go through any type of advertisement and so forth. Is that?
We didn't do that when we hired Dustin at the time, I believe. When he was the assistant, yes. I think we went ahead and appointed him, didn't we?
Yes.
So we've done this before.
Well, I stated yesterday that I think LaWanda's, you know, the most qualified individual that I can know. She's here and is someone that we all have counted on to help us through any kind of issues or if we're unsure of something legally or some county policy, she's the person that knows. So I would support that.
Okay, thank you. Next.
I don't have a problem with letting LaWanda go and take that position right now. We need somebody who's familiar. Or, if not that, somebody who could take the ball and run, as we call it. She has done a good job with her as a past position, so maybe elevating her up won't be a bad idea.
Okay. Thank you. Commissioner Page.
I think the point has already been made that when we hired Dustin, we didn't start him out as an interim county administrator. We appointed him as a county administrator. And if I recall, he and Conrad and maybe Pam, you were involved in this, worked out the details of his contract, which is basically the contract we used when we hired Mr. Lincoln. I don't have any hesitation about appointing LaWanda, and she may want to give us some input about how we come up with her contract and how long the contract will be for. I think those are things that the person we pick should work out with the board chair and the attorney. All I would ask is before we put it up for final decision, that I have an opportunity to read the contract. If I disagree with any parts of it, I'll tell you that. But I have full confidence in LaWanda that can fulfill the duties. She's certainly done a good job so far. I couldn't think of anybody else that could step in here and be as effective immediately. And that's where I am.
Okay, now you mentioned yesterday, during yesterday's meeting, about whether we would have a contract or not, and then you went on to tell a story of your experience with someone that y'all hired without a contract, mm-hmm. and he was fine with it, and then it was suggested later on that to give a contract. So I just want to ask you, where are you? From what you're saying today, do you want an employment contract?
So to LaWanda. Now, this man didn't want an employment contract. He was brought in by a headhunter at considerable expense to the cooperative. Well qualified, he didn't want a contract. He said, my work performance at the end of whatever time, I work for the will of the board, and if I don't produce for you, you know, I'll leave. Well, he produced exceptionally well. And after about 5 years, you know, the headhunters, they have a list of all the people that are qualified to do a certain job. And the guy that brought him there, we were afraid that if we didn't get him into a contract relationship, the headhunter would come and say, I got this job out here in Spokane, Washington, or wherever. And it pays more. So we entered into a fair contract.
To protect
co-op from him leaving.
Right.
So whatever LaWanda is comfortable with.
Okay, and we'll work through the vacation hours and time off and some of the details that we need to kind of clean up a little.
Yeah, right. So, is that all right, LaWanda? And I would think this is a little different from the rural electric, even though that is an elective position I had over there. Oh. I would think that for the protection of the employee, that we would probably want a contract. And Mr. Bishop made a point yesterday. Let's simplify it, make it readable so everybody can understand. And I want to give the LaWanda in this case some input into the contract. And I've already stated I want the part taken out about tying the salary to some constitutional officer, some magic number. And we want to be fair as far as salary is concerned. Now, as this thing progresses, I'll be glad to give you some thoughts about what would be fair to the employee and the board, okay, as far as salary is concerned.
Okay. And I would suggest that each commissioner
write some of the notes down, please.
Yes, write down your thoughts and turn it in, I guess, to Conrad. And then we'll review that and put it all together, and no decisions will be made until everybody's input is put in and everybody's happy. So when we do meet, you know, we don't have to squabble over the terms of the contract. Certainly for our new county administrator to be satisfied and happy.
I would like to publicly thank Mr. Lakey and Board of County Commissioners for the opportunity to serve as the Assistant County Administrator. for almost 2 years. It is deeply appreciated, and I'm very thankful for the opportunity to serve. I, like the board, take no joy in another's misfortune. Yesterday was a very sad day, as you all expressed, and I feel the same way. However, I respect the decision of the board, and I respect your wishes, and if you would like to offer this position to me, I would be greatly honored to serve our county.
Thank you. Thank you.
Appreciate you coming.
Is there a motion to appoint LaWanda Pemberton as our permanent county administrator? Is there a motion?
State that again.
Is there a motion to hire LaWanda Pemberton as our county administrator? Not interim, but county administrator.
I'll make that motion.
Is there a second?
I second.
Okay, we have a motion by Commissioner Page, a second by Commissioner Demps. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries four, all four. I want to say that I have all the confidence in the world in you that you will lead us positively in the right direction in any way that we can support you and staff, then this board would be willing to. I think it's going to be important that you select your assistant county administrator so that we can just get to work immediately without too many interruptions. I do have a prepared statement that I want to read that I drafted last night, and it's to our Taylor County employees. Yesterday's decision to terminate Mr. Lakey's employment contract was very difficult, and it was not taken lightly. It will take a little time for the event to settle, but we will work together and make our organization strong. You are the dedicated, hardworking employees who make up the team. I ask that you support the new administrator, who now is LaWanda Pemberton, for as seamless as possible transition. Be assured that the Board of County Commissioners will do our part in helping to move past this unfortunate situation as quickly as possible and get us on the right path moving forward. Thank you for your commitment and willingness to help us all through this very difficult time. Any other comments from anybody?
Oh, let me say this. I think we need to give her enough time to get her feet wet and moving forward. I think we've done the same for Mr. Lakey. You know, and I do know leading this county and this, in particular in Taylor County, it is difficult. But I think we can get through it.
Okay. Anybody else?
Madam Chair, remind everybody, I think I heard you say, if you have any thoughts about things that you want left out or put in the contract, make a note.
Yes.
And we'll get it to Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Or to you, whomever you choose. And then when the contract is drafted, we'll just maybe look at it.
Sure, absolutely. I can go out to everybody ahead of time. And then if you see some things that you want changed or added, then let's
put me
in a big hurry. Let's get it right. Let's get it right.
Okay.
Any other comments? If not, is there a motion to adjourn?
I move.
Second.
We have a motion by Commissioner Dent, second by Commissioner Spradley. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you all for being here. One thing I want to say, I forgot. This is Commissioner Spradley, this is your last meeting here, as far as I think. I just want to tell you, it's been a pleasure working with you, not only as a county employee in emergency management, but as a county commissioner. I've got to know you better, and I think you're a fine person, and thank you for all your dedication and everything that you've done for this county, the citizens, and we're going to miss you.
I appreciate that, and it is what it is. I've really enjoyed working for the county, and it's all been about public service for me for my whole career. And I'll find some other way to serve, and keep moving on. And I appreciate all the guidance and assistance that I've received from the board and all the county employees, and even Mr. Lakey, and I do appreciate that. And so thank you very much for those kind words, and this will be my last meeting.
Okay, and good luck in whatever you do. I know you'll be working for us in some way. The county, the citizens.
Somewhat. Maybe
one before.
I'm not moving again, let me tell you that.